Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick's here.
Hey.
What'd you do this weekend?
I drank a lot of vodka.
Good.
Did you?
Yeah. Good for you.
I
did Gatorade vodka.
Gatorade and vodka? Yeah. I've done that.
The electrolytes.
Because you're still an athlete.
I've done that.
Yeah. We went and had some driveway drinks with some of Sarah's family, which was
okay.
Nice.
All right.
Just to get out of the house and you know, sit at the end of the driveway and
pee
on the side of the house.
Oh, good. Good for you. Didn't go inside, yeah.
No.
I'd pee inside, outside the house, too, yeah.
Well, yeah, because going inside would defeat the entire purpose.
It defeats the whole purpose, right. People don't understand that, but at least you're being responsible. Because I still see people just, we're going over, hanging out.
Yeah. And so the guests have to pee outside the house, too, right?
Well, that was me. The guest.
Yeah, he's the guest. Okay. He's the guest, yeah.
Well, your wife just had to hold it?
We had a sheet. We were at her parents. We just held up, like, you know, I held up a sheet, and she just peed in the yard.
Right.
She wasn't real happy about it. But, you know, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Pee in the yard.
Yeah. I would guess there was a record amount of peeing
Todd's
outside.
Peeing out back here every day. I got to start doing that with you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started to create a little river valley.
Right. Probably you can't wash your hands then. You ever think about that?
Yeah, well, you know, I got the stuff.
You get old. Don't shake hands with Todd.
But, you know, my junk is clean.
No, it's not. It's junk. Nobody's junk is clean.
That junk gets cleaned.
As clean as junk can be.
It's laying in your crotch right now sweating. It's not clean.
It's as clean as my hands. Anything else.
Ooh, no, it's not. Well, maybe it's as clean as your hands. Your hands are out doing stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not as clean as your, like, shoulder. your shoulder's much cleaner than your balls. Puss will tell you that.
You think?
Yes, because your balls are sweaty and nasty inside. We just learned that balls are the reason guys are dying.
Yeah, that's troubling.
I know, that was troubling, exactly.
Yeah, your crotch is a moist environment, Todd, and that just breeds stuff.
Yeah.
Moist. It's very moist.
We're not shaking hands anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. The ritual handshake.
Yeah, nobody sits in your desk to rest, so your penis hands touch all that stuff all day. So.
We're not slapping wieners or anything.
No.
You should only do that with someone you're shacked up with.
Right.
I mean, I hope there's some slapping of wieners going on.
Sure, of course there is.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, we finished a puzzle at our house. That was
really?
Exciting.
Okay, man.
Right. Hey.
You are really just doing, you're doing too much.
Now we're out of stuff to do. Yep.
How many pieces?
1,000.
Did you watch the virtual Husker? I can't even say it without laughing. Virtual Husker spring game.
Yes. I saw like a minute of it.
Yes, I did.
I called you guys out. It was literally 70 degrees.
I checked in.
It was beautiful that day.
From time to time.
Oh, my
between
God.
Between dog walkings to see how the red and white game was going, because there was a virtual spring game being streamed on Facebook.
Yeah, we're pathetic. If you're listening to the rest of the country, by the way, we're pathetic.
I believe the white won 60-57.
Yeah, it still counts as a win, though.
It does.
So the Huskers are 1-0 going into the fall.
But as Nick texted me, he's concerned about the defense.
It's a lot of points.
But it was all-stars.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, and you
still
know,
didn't sound interesting to me at all.
Right. It wasn't.
No, good.
We were driving around and it popped up on my Facebook feed.
And you're a fan.
Yeah, but I felt bad. The dude that was like commentating and and he's a 1-yard loss. I'm like, oh, wait, they're doing that in like real time.
Yeah, I felt badly for the guys calling the game.
Yeah.
They had to feign enthusiasm.
Was it the dudes? The guys that call the game?
I don't know. I think it was.
Oh, was it?
I think it was their actual commentators.
Matt Davidson?
Yeah, in what's the other guy's name?
That guy. Sharp. Who does it?
Yeah, Greg Sharp.
Yeah, Greg Sharp, yeah. I don't know. I don't listen to Husker football. I do when they lose because it's great to hear them freak out. You know,
but they had it was all
the kick is up and it's good.
We suck. Like another 4-8 season.
It's a spring game, and you know Dave Remington shouldn't be in the fourth quarter.
No, since because he's 61.
Yeah, they risked a lot of injuries.
They did. They left Amon Green in for a long, long time. You'd think.
Amon's like 45,
it's
too.
It's a spring game.
He's 45.
Give some freshmen a chance.
Yeah, did Johnny Rogers get the ball?
Yeah.
He's like 70.
On a couple occasions. I watched the...
I saw Crouch actually tweet out something that he was pissed off he threw an interception or something. I'm not really
sure. Oh, did
he? I don't know what happened.
I missed that.
He goes, hey, what happened there?
I saw him...
Maybe he didn't throw one. I don't know.
I saw him impressed with the size of his virtual biceps.
Is that what he said?
Man, they gave me some jacked arms.
That's the only reason I knew what was going on, because Crouch follows us. I saw his tweet, and I think, oh, is that going on? That's why I started giving
Fox
you...
Fox replayed.
I said, Nick's got to be watching this.
It was the... Denver-Atlanta Super Bowl from 1999. That was on Fox yesterday afternoon.
Denver won that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Elway's last game.
Yeah, okay, got it.
Gross.
Hey, you won the last Super Bowl, though.
Yep.
The Chiefs won the final Super Bowl. What's going on, Craig? Oh, yeah, Dr. Ed Dominguez and Carlos Mencia later on.
That's great. About an hour from now, if you're listening in real time. And if you're not, you can dial them up whenever the hell you want.
Yeah, make it an hour from now.
We're in a beautiful on-demand world.
It was on this date in 1853, Harriet Tubman started her Underground Railroad, helping slaves to freedom.
I saw a Confederate flag in Milwaukee over the weekend. They're taking over. The South's going to rise again in southern Milwaukee.
Stupid.
Of course it's stupid.
It was on this date in 2016. The Treasury Department announced that Harriet Tubman will be on the front of the new $20 bill, moving President Andrew Jackson to the back of the bill.
That pisses me off.
And then it turned out, no, we're not planning
that.
Of course you're not. The Trump administration has to suck up to the base.
Our boy Mnuchin is not going to let that happen.
Trump administration is not going to put a black lady on a dollar bill. No way. He has to keep the base happy, you know? The base would be...
losers, in other words.
Sorry. I mean, when it comes to Confederates.
It did make me laugh that give me liberty or give me death lady in front of the Baskin Robbins.
Right, I know, the Baskin Robbins. That was in California, yeah.
Wow, you show them.
Yeah.
You go get your ice cream.
Bibbidi,
wow.
Bibbidi.
Did you watch any of the big concert on Saturday night? Saturday's One World Together at Home broadcast and organized by...
Push told me there's others.
Yeah, we watched it.
I didn't watch any
Global
of it.
Global Citizen, curated by Lady Gaga.
It was the soundtrack of our Monopoly game that night.
Oh.
Nice.
I didn't have it on, but Push said there were some rock artists. I didn't know there was.
McCartney, Elton John, Stevie Wonder, The Stones.
Can you play Monopoly with just two?
There was three of us.
Oh, there was three. Oh, yeah. Okay.
We have a kid.
Your daughter.
Yeah, she's 10.
Yeah, because a lot of those board games aren't meant for two people.
No, they're meant for
bigger gatherings.
They're called board for a reason.
And I can't find a good board game for just the two of us.
No. Strip poker, but you can get naked anyway. What's the difference?
I know.
Right?
Scrabble.
Yeah. Cribbage.
Yeah, Christy doesn't play cribbage.
Yeah.
I like the cribbage. Me and Dad
checkers.
Me and Dad play the cribbage
checkers.
All the time.
Checkers.
I got a chess board.
Now, checkers.
She doesn't play chess.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got a chess board, too, and I thought maybe this is when I would learn how to play chess, and I found out I'm not that bored yet.
Yeah.
I'm not there. I saw it in the basement. I was like, we could... No, not yet.
There's an app, you know, where you can do the chess with friends. And,
God.
My son in Mexico...
And I even played chess, and that bores the hell out of me saying that.
Wants to...
I know how to play, I should say.
Wants to play a game.
See, I don't even know the rules yet.
Yeah.
I tried to learn one time a couple years ago, and it didn't go well.
Right.
No, I did that chess with friends for a while until I started getting my ass kicked on a regular basis.
Yeah, by guys that really take it seriously, right?
That's always been my problem with chess.
Yeah.
Just getting killed.
Right. I suck.
You play somebody with your level and then it doesn't really matter then, you know?
I need like a 9-year-old.
Right.
Just learned how to play.
Just learned how to play, yeah.
Yeah, that was always the tough part when I was back in the day when I first met you guys, when I was working at the before and after school daycare thing.
Mm-hmm.
When a 9-year-old would come up to me with a chess board and go, "Hey, you want to play chess?" And I go,
"I don't know how to play.
I don't know how."
Yeah,
you're better than me.
If you were Todd and I's age, you would have played it as a kid. Everybody played chess. Everybody knew how to play it.
Yeah, I never had the opportunity.
It was weird. It was weird, but everybody did. I mean, I played chess.
Yeah, there was an era where
people just played chess. You know,
it was cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far, but everybody played it.
No, but everybody was doing it. Therefore, making it cool at the time. It was also the time where everybody played tennis.
That was huge. About the same period. Yeah. About the same period.
Never played tennis. Yeah. Don't know the rules of that either.
I loved tennis back in the day.
So that show on Saturday raised just a bit under $128 million.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Where did the proceeds go?
Oh, you know, that virus stuff.
So for everybody lame, there was at least a rock artist in there. You mentioned
there
the Stones.
Was Stones, and McCartney,
cool.
Eddie Vedder, Billy Joe Armstrong.
Cool.
There was somebody else. Oh, Elton.
Elton, okay.
Yeah.
My dad texted me. He said he was concerned about Elton John because apparently he was, like, did not seem well.
Yeah. I thought he didn't look any worse than he has for a while.
Yeah, well, looked a little puffy.
He's been well fed for years now.
Yeah. Right.
He's been puffy for quite a long time.
Exactly.
Apparently people really,
lay off me, I'm starving.
Apparently people love that he played outside on what looked like maybe a tennis court type thing.
Probably his yard, right?
But it also had a basketball hoop, and there was balls laying around, you know, like it was used.
Uh-huh.
And people were stunned.
He's got kids.
That Elton John was playing on a court where people had been playing.
I don't get that. He's got kids.
Well, that's his, I assume, his residence in it. Doesn't he live in Atlanta?
Right.
Yeah, it's his residence.
Yeah. Yeah, you can play basketball on your own compound.
And gay guys have kids, too.
No one sees Elton John playing hoops.
I don't think it was Elton John. He's got kids. He's got kids. Yeah. The kids are like probably 10 by now, least, you know.
He sounded good. And he's always liked to be surrounded by balls.
Sure.
Dropping a gay joke. Nick.
So we don't have anything here that
maybe
I
your dad
hear.
Said that.
The best part of it was when the Stones were up.
Yeah, what they sing?
Well, it was they did Can't Always Get What You Want.
And four different.
And it was like a four way split screen, and it started with Mick.
Yep.
And then
I get the audio.
And then brought in Keith. But then when they brought in, they brought in Charlie, and Charlie didn't have any drums, so he was just sitting there in front of a couple of boxes, just air drumming.
Oh, cool.
Like he was playing drums, not giving an F.
At the reception,
he can still sing, it's amazing.
A glass of wine in a hand.
Sounds good for how they're doing it.
Yeah, it was great. It sounded awesome.
Yeah. I wish I'd have seen this.
At her feet was a footloose man.
Sorry, on the Zoom app?
Yeah. I don't know. They probably pieced it together.
Yeah, they pieced it together
like that.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know what, why does Charlie Watts not have drums at his availability?
Well, it's an acoustic thing, so but he just jamming the drums.
He literally had a couple of boxes in front of him. Yeah. And was
That's
just faking like the cymbals were there.
You watch any of the old Stones videos, they never cared. He would just kind of swing in the air. They would just laugh. And they hated those things, man.
You get what you need.
Excellent, man. Because when I had it on for a split second, it was, of course, some lame pop singer in her bedroom, and it sounded horrible. So I said, I can't watch this. But I didn't know
it was Billie Eilish.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I didn't know there was going to be rock stuff in there.
There was, Lady Gaga and Billie Eilish and, J-Lo and Lizzo. And the pop side was well represented as well.
Lizzo losing weight?
No.
Okay. I would think with the virus, you're stuck together with a lot of cakes.
Paul McCartney did a put a jazzy feel on Lady Madonna.
Let me hear that.
All right.
Well, Lady Madonna.
Oh, he sang like a
children at your feet.
I'm not digging this version.
Wonder how you manage to make ends meet.
I'm not feeling that. Are you? Because I love the original song.
We do.
Yeah.
And that's just, I'm not feeling
that. That's a guy who sang the song too many times.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Sounds like he's impersonating himself.
He just got bored.
Right.
I mean, I'm not, come on, he's the best. I get it. But that was not good.
Yeah. How many times do you figure he's played that song?
Thousands.
Like you said.
No, not thousands, because he went years without playing.
No, he did. Right. You think he could play the original version.
Or a different song.
The Stones did it. The way it's supposed to be.
Sort of, yeah.
Right. I mean.
Yeah, who's going to say something to Paul, though? Like, oh,
nobody.
Paul.
Paul, I wouldn't play that.
Yeah. You really didn't seem that into it, Paul.
Yeah, he didn't send that over to the networks, and then they went, can you do something different? They just went, thanks, Paul. that's fine.
See, I was under the impression this was all live, but it was just submitted.
No, that's too tough to do.
Recorded
that.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Submitted.
Yeah.
Is SNL going to do another at-home episode?
I don't know.
I would guess it won't be for a few weeks if they do.
Yeah, because it took them a couple of weeks to put that one together.
Right.
Which, by the way, I thought was pretty good. I heard a lot of people
it was really good.
Hammering it. The best part.
I thought it was really good.
Was the last
for
half
hour. For how they did it. Yeah.
How so the last half hour?
Oh, they had a pre-recorded middle-aged mutant Ninja Turtles.
That was pretty funny.
It was freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
It wasn't live action. It was a cartoon. They just had paunches, and they had families, right. And they couldn't do much.
And then Alex Moffat.
Everybody's always busy. Yeah, they can't get together.
I think you did the story.
That's right. We'll call We Can't Get Together. That's right. Yeah.
He was the Sky Sports from England guy. Calling play-by-play of things around his house, like which of the four kernels of popcorn were going to pop first.
Yeah, he did that.
Oh, yeah.
But that was a couple weeks ago. It's going to be a while.
Yeah, and Chris Martin doing Shelter from the Storm. Coldplay would be a really good cover band.
Well,
if they just didn't play Coldplay songs, they would be good.
Same with the
Their
Foo Fighters.
Their originals are atrocious.
Yeah, yeah. Foo Fighters and Coldplay, exact same. Both good cover bands.
And Michael Che took opportunity.
That was great.
Well, his grandmother died, so he told.
This isn't a repeat, by the way. This happened 2 weeks ago.
He told Colin Jost that his grandma was a big fan of the, you know, when they trade jokes, and Michael Che makes Colin Jost do racist jokes. So Colin did a racist joke, and then he admitted, grandma never watched the show. Yeah. But he lured him into, my grandma died. She was a big fan of that bit, and so he did it, and. And turns out grandma never watches the show.
Intensely racist joke.
It was.
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
According to TMZ, Joe Buck, the veteran Fox play-by-play man, got a $1 million offer from I'm Live. I think they're a live camera thing, a cam girl thing.
Now,
basically,
you reported on this earlier that somebody was offering Joe Buck $1 million to call play-by-play on porn videos.
And, in a general sense, and not $1 million. They were just offering to pay him.
Okay. But he finally responded.
And he said, well, that was to people's homemade videos.
Yeah, he was getting he was getting them sent to him. And now after this happened, a porn company offered $1 million.
Exactly.
He doesn't need the money, so he's not going to do it. Plus, it might ruin his other career, by the way, if he does.
Didn't he say something to the effect that, well, depending upon what site it was, it may be a wash?
I don't know if he said
no,
that.
No, I didn't see that.
He tweeted, so he's like, depending on what site it is, they might be just giving me back money I already gave them.
That's funny, man. That's funny, said that.
Yeah, he did. He said, depending on the site, they could just be handing some of my money back to me.
Damn.
Now then.
Joe Buck masturbating.
Paying for porn.
Undeniable.
He's on the road a lot, man.
Yeah.
I believe Joe Buck is in this episode of Brockmire.
Yeah.
Or was he in the last one?
No, he wasn't in this week's. I think he's in the upcoming.
Okay, because I saw he was in the promo for the upcoming episode. So Joe Buck makes an appearance on Brockmire on Wednesday.
So for seven figures, $1 million, they said that Joe Buck would have to narrate, commentate 25 live cam shows per week through the end of May.
He's not going to do it.
That's a lot of work.
The company said all the audio work would be for a good cause because it would help visually impaired people enjoy the site.
Oh,
man.
They're playing the blind card.
Wow.
He did have to say that he was flattered by the offer. He said he's going to hold out for a better offer. His wife had the response, though.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. His wife had the response.
Trophy wife. He's got a trophy wife, by the way.
She's an
ESPN reporter.
Is she?
Yeah, she is.
Michelle
Beisner.
Beisner, that's her name.
He wrote on Twitter, "Today, the 17th day of April, the year 2020, I became the first sports announcer to ever reject a seven-figure offer from a porn site." His wife wrote, "Of all the offers you've turned down to keep your day job, this one not only hurts the most, but also had the most potential. Epic fail."
Had a good look at that sack, and so do you.
So she was having fun with that as well.
That's it.
Saying that he should have taken it.
He would get to say sack a lot. You know he'd say sack a lot if he was doing that there.
That's the first giant sack of this game.
So one guy walks in with a giant sack. That's what he's calling her. Right?
That's the first giant sack of this game.
That's an orgy. He's calling an orgy.
That's the first giant sack of this game.
Yeah.
Had a good look at that sack, and so do you.
That's all he'd do. He'd just do sack porn. There's a big sack swinging in there.
Yeah, Super Bowl.
Too bad he's not doing that.
That was probably tough for you to watch yesterday.
You're going to need the money.
The Super Bowl?
Yeah. You hate seeing Denver win.
Oh.
Doesn't matter. The Chiefs won the last one.
Yeah. I did watch some of the old playoff games over the weekend. The AFC Championship.
Good for you, man. Yeah.
The Texans game.
Go Chiefs.
If I'm not mistaken, Joe Buck's wife was a Denver Bronco cheerleader at one time.
Yeah, gross. She's ESPN chick, right?
Yeah. But I think she grew up in Denver.
A poll by a company called SaucyDates.com finds that 100% of men...
100%. Everyone. It's okay.
Have driven 10 miles for sex.
Oh, yeah. Is it 100%?
Yeah.
That's what they came up with. That can't be true.
Driven further than that.
Because not every man has had sex.
No, that's true.
Yeah, 110 miles is not very far.
No, it's not.
No.
Even in a smaller area, that's no big deal, 10 miles.
65% of us have driven 50 miles for sex.
Well, I guess technically, because my college was about an hour and a half away from my hometown. So, yeah, I probably drove 50 miles for sex.
31% of us have driven 75 miles for sex.
Now you're really starting to figure this out.
Oh, in high school, I drive 150 miles for a handy.
Well, you grew up in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
That's why.
Not a lot of options.
Yeah.
And because there was no one in a 10-mile radius that wanted to give me a handy.
Well, at least no girls.
Nobody else would touch it?
At least no girls.
You're just thinking about it, though. That's a long drive.
It is.
For a handy, too.
Yeah.
2.5 hours.
Take what you... He's just coming back.
That's 31% of us. Almost a third of us have driven that far.
Yeah. Well, once again, Todd grew up in the middle of nowhere, so it would take that far. I could see that
it
happening.
Would. Yeah.
I know a guy who took a bus from Omaha to Fargo thinking he was going to get some and then didn't.
Damn. I remember you telling me that story.
Did he get busted for something else?
No, he went up there to visit a girl, and then they did she nothing.
Was that guy you?
No. Oh. No, I had to pick this guy up at the bus station on that Sunday night when he got back.
First of all, doesn't he have a car?
Did he finish up in the car on the way home?
I don't think he had a car that was good for that long of a drive.
Well, that's impressive. Because a bus anywhere sucks, let alone a bus. That's probably why she wasn't that impressed. He pulled up in a bus.
I don't know, man.
Think about it.
Yeah.
The guy took a bus here. His car couldn't make it to Fargo.
Yeah, whose can?
Yours.
Whose do you want to?
It was college. Everybody drove a POS.
I know it was college. I thought it was like recently.
No, this was college.
Oh, okay, got it.
No.
Oh yeah, my car.
Everybody had a crappy car.
Oh yeah, I did. Yeah.
Pick me up at the bus station.
Recently. That was recently.
No.
But also, by the way, that still beats you. It's not that impressive, right? You know.
No.
I'm driving up for you to touch me, and I'm taking a bus.
Pick me up at the bus station, then let me throw that D around.
He spent the weekend in her dorm room, and nothing.
Did they meet online?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh.
Yeah. They've been chatting back and forth. And
in her dorm room?
Yeah. Nothing.
Were they talking sexy stuff, or he just assumed they'd talk about when they get up there?
No, I think I think it had progressed. A fair bit.
So basically, she met him and decided not to do him then.
I guess.
That was it. Yeah.
I guess.
He was more impressive online, apparently.
Can you take me back to the bus station?
One of our buddies listening to us now? One of your buddies listen to us now?
He might be listening. Yeah. He lives within a listening area. Yes. A
couple more facts and figures on that when we get back.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.